Next on, your mate, boys, Chelsea. Now, I rated them quite highly, yet you were not as happy with Chelsea's business. This is, well, I thought getting a good backup keeper for after Peter Cech left, and really, you can't get much better than Asmir Begovic. He's pretty.
No, although the buys were all very good buys, and I might have just been getting Mourinho's sort of downer buzz he seems to be having on the moment about it, but it just seemed that they didn't get all the targets they were going for, and it was a bit disappointing. I mean, as you pointed out, they did get Pedro, and Pedro's fantastic. I shouldn't really say how bad we were when we did get Pedro. I mean, he's outstanding.
And
And
I
then
think
for
Pedro's changed your season because
yeah.
it was looking a bit doldrummy, especially
Yeah.
after Manchester City thrashed Chelsea. I mean, I don't see any team really catching Manchester City if they keep playing the way they're playing, and they've had
No.
a. We'll get to that obviously, but Pedro is a really good buy. It makes, and I think having Begovic as a backup keeper is going to keep Courtois on his toes, so it's good. And
Yeah.
have Falcao is just one of those players, you know. Louis van Gaal couldn't get the best out of him, and he was injured, so I'm. Don't want to be unfair to Falcao, but if he recovers from his injuries and Mourinho is able to relight that fire, it could be spectacular. And he's going to
Yeah.
be with his strike partner again,
Exactly.
Diego Costa. So.
That could be. I don't think they've played the two of them together yet, but I think yeah, the two of those together could be quite good. And Pedro with Hazard and Oscar in behind them, that could turn into quite an attacking threat, really. But yeah, so Pedro is the redeeming feature of it. Bevovic is a good keeper. He's not stunning, but he's in for the backup. Getting Falcao on loan is good. But once again, I just feel like there should have been more. I think that's probably what it is. It just feels underdone. So I think, yeah.
I mean, surely you must be slightly happy about stealing a player like Pedro from from
Oh.
Manchester United. That can't be a bad feeling.
No, it wasn't. I mean, when we signed Pedro, I felt good. I was like, yeah, we got Pedro, that's awesome. It just as looking at the transfer window as a whole, we sort of just it just feels like we missed. I mean, we didn't get Stones, didn't get Pogba. Both of them were big talking points for Chelsea, like, oh, we're going after these ones, oh, throw money at them, and basically just got stonewalled and turned away without even a thought about it. You know, just things like that just makes you go, man.
I'll see. Well, Chelsea, I think they've bought enough good players. I think they will still need to really buy in January if they want, if
Yeah.
especially okay, if Manchester City has run away with it at that point and there's almost no point in competing, then Chelsea can do whatever they like. But if things go a bit here, this and there, and it's still a close game. Like, and heck, there could be a close game for second, third, and fourth. So Chelsea, I can't see them not buying in January. But
Oh, they,
what
yeah.
talent would be available for the key areas Chelsea need? Which is that really pretty much Manchester United bought them all. They need that strong defensive midfielder guy who sets in front of the defense because Matic has looked a bit.
Yeah, but Matic is a class player. He'll bounce back. I mean, the whole defensive five, really, you want to call it, back four plus Matic, have looked very, very ordinary so far this season, and that's not like them. All of them are class players. All of them are just ridiculously good. You'd expect them to bounce back, and it's just, I don't know, they just seem to be, as say, been in the doldrums, a bit sort of hungover from last season, maybe still not really got out of the blocks. And that really does seem to be the issue there, is that the defensive area just seems so sluggish. And maybe it might have been good to get, you know, Stones in or someone else who could have livened up that defensive end. Just to put a bit of fresh blood in, even if it's just to give a kick up the rear side to the incumbents, so that they go, oh, we have to actually play well, we have to actually do something, and they start, you know, not that they're not trying, but
Well, I don't think Chelsea didn't get John Stones for lack of trying. I think that was a pretty, there was quite a few efforts, and
there was some very, very big efforts going in. I think 35, 40 million was the last sort of offers going in. Even I think Stones wanted the move. It's just Everton were just not selling. They were like, no, we're not selling, and they were refusing all offers.
Well, I have to say, I got on Everton because they stuck by their deal, and if there isn't a if there isn't an out clause on Stones' contract, then Chelsea are stuck with what they have. But I think overall, I would rate Chelsea's thing okay. I wouldn't give, everybody's been saying it's a disaster. I don't think it's a disaster. I would give it maybe 6 out of 10. It's passed quite comfortably, but it's not much more than a pass.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I might, and this might just be the fan being disappointed with stuff. I'd give it a 4. I don't quite feel it lived up to its expectations. And the problem is that with Chelsea, you're sort of used to, like City, of buying the big names of getting, we got Pedro, yay, which is awesome. But that was it. It felt like, we got a good backup keeper, but that's a backup keeper. We got a couple other guys here and there, but really it felt like Pedro's the only big story.
Straight into the first team player that you guys bought this season.
And normally you'd be looking at 2 or 3 or 4, sort of depending on where Chelsea thought they needed to be that season. So yeah, that's the only reason I would mark it down a bit harshly.
Okay. Next up, the neighbours of Chelsea, Crystal Palace, whom I think had a fantastic window. Alan Pardew has taken this club from strength and strength. Like, Crystal Palace have shown they have the nous to not just survive the Premiership, but actually thrive in the Premiership, because they had one great escape with Tony Pulis somehow pushing them into 10th place, like one of the best turnaround second-half performances of any team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Then they actually improved on their performance
it's crazy.
Last season and finished a spot higher, and despite having to change mid-season. But Alan Pardew, we know his blood runs with the colours of Crystal Palace. He's like, he did his best as he could in Newcastle, and I think he did himself a lot of credit by, you know, pulling the line, being loyal to his to the owners, and just doing what Newcastle wanted to do.
Yes.
But this is where he gets to do what he wants to do, and boy, is he doing it. Johan Kabye going to going to Crystal Palace is a great move.
That's crazy, yeah.
And getting Connor Wickham from Sunderland.
That's
and
a good move
that's
as well.
A really that's, good move yeah. as well. And even Alex McCarthy from QPR is a nice buy. But, like, they've already had a pretty good squad. It's like they're putting the icing on the cake. They want to solidify their, we're going to be in between 11th to 9th sort of position. And maybe in the transfer window, if they will buy one or two more players to build up the squad. But I don't think, I think they've bought their big buys. If I could give a team 10 out of 10 for a window, I'd give it to Crystal Palace. I think they've pretty much done everything right.
Yeah, you look at that. I hadn't actually looked at their buyers fully, and you're just looking at it, you're like, how better could they have got? That pretty much is what they needed. It's sitting right there. And they're quality buys. They're not overpriced. They complement the squad they already have. And, you know, it's just ridiculous how well he's done in buying. Crystal Palace has done in buying that. Mm. I think I agree. 9 out of 10, really.
Mm.
I mean, so if I was feeling extra generous, I'd give them the extra point just because. But yeah, 9 out of 10.
Okay, and next up, Everton. Well, the big thing is who didn't go with Everton, because they got to keep John Stones. They've bought a few interesting players. Gerard Deulofeu finally fully moves to Everton after a few seasons on loan. They managed to cleverly get Tom Cleverley from Aston Villa.
Well done, by the way.
I'm glad you liked it. They bought Ramiro Mori, who I don't know much about, who Argentinian player from River Plate. We'll see if he's worth that 9 million. But at 9 million nowadays, that's not really a big gamble. That's a reasonable investment for a player. But really, the interesting flutter they took is to spend a small amount of money, 4.5, for Aaron Lennon.
I know, that's a surprise, really.
he's always been one of those players that you can tell there's talent and ability, but he always pisses you off because he wastes it.
I've always thought Aaron Lennon is saying he's got some good talent. I've always rated him as a decent player. I thought he was doing did reasonably well at Tottenham. But as you say, he didn't really shine. He didn't really step up.
But
so maybe he'll take his opportunity at Everton.
But if you were an Everton fan, would you realistically be happy with this window? I mean, sure, they didn't lose the keys to the kingdom with John Stones, but Everton just barely managed to get to that upper, you know, the top six sort of position last season. Yeah. Like they for a while were really struggling. I think they really needed to buy a few more good players, at least for their squad, because they get injuries, and it's what happens every season at Everton.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it comes down to what Everton were aiming to do. Are they aiming to compete for Champions League qualification, you know, looking to get to fourth or third, in which case, yeah, this transfer window isn't going to give them that. It's going to give them something close. That's not going to give them that. If they're looking to be happy with the, you know, 7, 8, 9 sort of area, maybe getting to 6th,
I think a club like Everton. I think a club like Everton should always at least be trying to go for a UEFA Cup position, and I'm doubtful whether this squad would get them a UEFA Cup position. I don't see them winning one of the cups with a squad like this.
I see it as a bare minimum for 5th or 6th.
Yeah.
Which should give them...
But well, you definitely buy in Jan?
Yeah, you have to buy in Jan. But so this is a bare minimum, and maybe it's a chance to give them a few months to settle in, see what you need, and just see where the gap actually is, as opposed to where you think it is. And get it there and just make that final push. Let's say this looks like a bare minimum to make to just sort of scrape into UEFA Cup contention. It's definitely not a buyer to be pushing for any higher honours. Past seasons Everton have been sort of knocking on that door occasionally. So I mean, it's not a bad buy. I don't look at that and consider it bad. It's just not outstanding.
So I don't know. I'm leaning on the bad side on this window, purely because I don't think the team's really improved, given how much everyone relative around them has improved with their buying. So I'm going to give Everton what seem like a slightly harsh 4 out of 10. I think they needed to do better to keep up with the rivals, who are those like the Swanseas and the Southamptons and your Spurs have all bought tremendously well, and these are their peers. Everton, if they want to compete, and heck,
point.
Crystal Palace for that matter, well.
I mean, I'll give them a 5. I'll give them a pass mark. Say it's the bare minimum they needed. They would have needed to have done. I look at those players and think that's going to just strengthen their squad just enough to just be treading water. It may not work. I mean, a couple of injuries, bad form or anything, and that's going to throw that out the window. But I look at it and go, it's the bare minimum they needed. But it's going to require these players that they've brought in, especially Lennon and Cleverley and such, to actually play well and show the potential that they have.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10, 4 out of 10. Okay.